The Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
Chinese markets have been rather brisk these last 2 days, for lack of a better term. You saw the Shanghai and Shenzhen Bourse open out this trading week up by about 5.6% each, and also Hong Kong holding on to gains. And this could be also on the back of the possibility that the U.S. and China might actually strike a deal that could end the trade war. Let's get a better sense of what's going over in mainland Chinese markets. Today, we are joined by Peter Chun, who is the founder and managing director of Silver Bear Capital, who is here to share with us his insights as to how well the things have gone. Let's start off with the last 2 days in Chinese markets. Rather good, actually. Shanghai and Shenzhen, as we mentioned, up by about 5.6% on Monday. And today, they're among the only notable markets still in positive territory, although looking a little shakier than yesterday. Is this basically the markets in China getting the green light from these U.S.-China trade talks?
Well, I think after the Chinese New Year, everybody's back at work. The first month of trading, obviously everybody is still looking to see if China and U.S. will work themselves out. Now, although there is risk about the two countries being not able to meet each other's demand, there is a series of China internal government policies that would safeguard the Chinese market being done for the last couple of months, which people see as a good sign about China government being able to step up to protect its own stock market. So therefore, internal fund managers, investors are still looking upwards with the market. And I'm sure the last few days, it doesn't seem to be an aggressive upward signage in the market space. But however, I mean, most of the investors are still trying to uphold.
And would you count Silver Bear Capital among those fund managers and investors in China that are looking upwards or looking upbeat with regards to developments?
Yes, but only in certain sectors like fintech and AI.
There is one interesting demand or stipulation that the U.S. laid out in the recent round of trade talks, that China needs to keep the yuan stable moving forward. Tell us what you think this means for the markets, and whether or not, A, if this can pose any risks to Chinese markets, and B, do you think China could actually accede to the demand?
Well, I think one of the problem is even China would meet anybody's demand. But to untie the problem in the past is also something that we should be looking at and should be aware of, because anybody would not see the past tariffs will be reduced anytime soon. So we need to look at how China would untie the past transactional exercise being done to China, and how China will react to new situations of demand. Then we can then say, yes, well, you know, there is risk, there's no risk. To be honest, I think there is still quite a bit of risk. And I think we should go forward with good cautions about this being in the air.
What is the outlook at Silver Bear Capital for the Chinese yuan?
I would say it will go stronger. And there is already different government policies that would ensure that to happen. It has done every single thing. I think government had put 200% power to ensure that it's defending its currencies. All the other things that China that had done in the past has always act as in best interest in its currency, including that it has to buy as many U.S. Treasury bonds as possible in order to even defend its currencies, which is a dilemma for a lot of people if you're investors. But this is what China is doing to defend its yuan right now.
We're speaking to Peter Chun. He's the managing director over at Silver Bear Capital. I want to shift over to another facet of Chinese markets. The regulators in China have warned that unregulated margin debt has been rising again, and it's raising credit concerns. In fact, the last tally, I believe, that loans in China in January, it just came under $477 billion. That's a lot of debt, actually, Peter. And again, just as you see markets starting to get more traction in China, it seems that some of these issues, such as unregulated margin debt, seem to be rising. Should investors from the outside looking in perhaps be concerned about these higher levels of debt?
Well, actually, this is a very interesting topic. China has been cleaning its slate on SME loans. So if you look at the past numbers for the last couple of years, it has actually reduced from the banking end on SMEs loans. But however, then the newborn baby in China is an unregulated loan whereby private people are lending to private people or maybe private companies lending to private companies. Now, these loans are generally with high interest. Now, the new concept here in China this year is to put a lot of AI information behind lending in order to that the government is offering information to these lenders about their borrowers to make their transaction a little bit more smart when this hopefully will help tune the recovery of the loan in a better ratio. Now, so government is, of course, aware of the debt situation and is getting worser, if you wanted to use the term. But I'm sure I'm seeing a lot of new companies that is doing much better and is gaining profitability by doing lending in China now. And I'm sure this will come into some sort of a consolidation very soon this year or next year. This would improve the situation.
But can these AI measures perhaps address corporate debt? Because that's where a lot of the debt pressures are coming in China. It's not so much on the individual level, but on the corporate level. Can these AI initiatives to help refine and improve debt collection, debt issuance, actually help on the corporate level, which is, you know, it's different from, say, consumer?
The answer is yes and a no. Yes, it's improving on a micro end, on the corporate end. But on the macro end, a lot of the government bodies in China is always encouraging these corporates to restructure themselves. So you'll be seeing a lot of distressed assets being sold out from corporates just to start with a clean slate.
So is this more of a measure that moving forward they can actually improve the issuance of debt to better quality borrowers, for instance?
Correct.
You're in Singapore at the moment, and can you talk to us about what you guys are up to over here in Singapore?
Well, we are putting our effort and money into companies, a business model that's hopefully a recession-proof. We try not to down-tune any good side of the Singapore companies because I think there's a lot of value in the Singaporean companies. But again, because of how Singaporean companies have been operating in Asia, there is a specific element which we see is valuable, which is the human resources. So we encourage these companies with taking our investments into their portfolio or the company while they try to move a little bit more with the AI, a little bit more of the technology, taking advantage of how they can actually make money with a lighter asset, lighter portfolio inside the company and be a little bit more mobile around. So we encourage a lot of our fund managers to put money and ourselves, of course, put money into these companies with this kind of the direction of concept.
There are concerns that the Singaporean economy could be slowing down. Is that something on Silver Bear Capital's radar? And if so, just how bad do you think it might get in a worst-case scenario?
Well, I mean, you can see that the manufacturing sector is going down a little bit now. We're not concerned because we don't have a lot of investment in that sector. We think these logistics is good, infrastructure is good still. I mean, you can see that being okay. Real estates will lay low for the time being. But interestingly, we do wanted to put money into Singaporean real estate company with an Asian sector interest instead.
So would that include the likes of CapitaLand, for instance, that just acquired Ascendus in regions trying to broaden its international profile?
Correct, absolutely. Because we do admire, as I said, how Singaporean management has been able to move around this very dramatic economy in Asia. And I think the conservative mindset plus the mobility of the management and flexibility of the management do actually win our heart.
That's Peter Chun from Silver Bear Capital. Thank you for joining us this afternoon and sharing with us your insights on both China and generously sharing your insights on the Singapore markets. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.